to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
What is Fonzie like? Is he as cool like alternating current? Cause it's still hot up in here.
Yeah, right? It is. But you know, Tampa's been real nice to me.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you've enjoyed your trip here.
Yes.
So that's always a welcome thing.
Yes. So welcoming and enjoying and food. Oh my god.
Welcome,
we'll
enjoying
talk about
and
it
food.
Later, but
yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. There will be a lot. There will be lots.
Oh yes. Oh yes. The database was active.
The database was active.
So.
Was it active for you? So very good. Very good. So, hey everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe from Chicago, and I'm currently in Tampa. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 62, Joe's Vacation. For Monday, October 17th, 2016, the weirdos in suits want me to tell everyone that the Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of theirs. If you don't like lowbrow comedy, go watch Fraser or some boring intellectual show like that. We fart on this show. With that out of the way, now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Well, thank you, Betty.
Oh...
No problem, Anthony. So you went up
no
and
problem,
changed
Anthony.
The internet.
So you went and changed up the internet, huh? Well, it seems okay for now. How's the weather?
Maybe you might want to double run that check, Betty. Because it's not... It's a little... Apparently the internet has you going a little weird on us, so... That's fine. It's all good.
We had a little delay on there.
Well, that's what happens, Betty. Yep. Betty gets delayed every now and then, and that's what we get stuck with, so... but it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 88 degrees Fahrenheit, overcast with a humidity of 55%. There's a dew point of 65 with a heat index of 85 in Tampa Bay, and visibility is, as expected, 85. 100 million miles, no. 10 miles. All right. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 70. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 87. On Tuesday night, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 70. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. And that's your weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Whoa, well, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW.
Alrighty.
At the time of our live broadcast, we were at 83 degrees and mostly cloudy. The humidity is 51%.
Uh-huh.
The wind speeds are out of the south at 20 miles per hour, gusting at 29. Tonight, Monday night, will be breezy with a low of 72. Then, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high of 74. And finally, Wednesday will see a 20% chance of tinkies after 1 p.m. But otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 66.66666666666667 degrees.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
Must have been a keyboard error. And that's your latest Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info. That's playus@chiampa.info. Or call us at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are and we will be in touch. Zero.
Zero. Dial zero for the operator. Yeah, and we're open. Our phone lines are open now if you want to jump in on the discussion of anything that we might have. But we're going to move to the talking points segment.
Talking points! Folks, we had an awesome time at the Marijuana Hemp Fest, didn't
we? Yes, we did.
Now, we
took... It was lovely.
We took certain precautions because the map was suspicious.
Very suspicious was the map.
Yes.
It was.
It had us in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. Yes, it had us going to the land of nether regions of dragons and swords and this.
And
I can't
weird,
do this. Hold on.
Crazy creatures.
All right, there we go. I can't do that.
Keep talking.
I can't do that.
The Hemp Fest was held by it was produced by Generation Entertainment.
Yes, yes, it was.
It was a food truck rally, so there were a ton of food trucks there.
Oh yeah,
and
there was a lot
of
good ones.
The whole point apparently was to get people registered for medical marijuana. Really,
mm-hmm.
The laws here in Florida are such now that there's certain things okay, but the main brunt of medical cannabis legislation is coming up for a vote.
Yes, November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
November 8th, which is important. We might want to point out to our listeners that we are covering the live stream. Is this somewhere else in the script that I should not
you know
be talking about this
I
right
actually
now?
Forgot to do that, so that's
okay.
Good. We can talk about it.
So we will be covering 4 hours of the Cannabis Radio live stream for the what I call the weed lection.
Yes.
The weed lection, because there's a bunch of states. There's 9 states that either have recreational or medical laws on hand. Medical is Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Montana, and recreational is California, Arizona, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts. So we'll be covering 6 to 10. Check out our blog. I'm not going to go on and on about it. Check out our blog, shyampa.info, and you can see what we cover, and we may, depending on what the mood is for us,
we may get on the air.
We may get on and kind of go in between breaks and kind of give our opinion.
Now, I know if I can say this much, I know I will probably be sitting at my computer desk. I'll be playing SimCity on one side, and I'll be watching all sorts of news reports. And I'm going to be listening real hard to the police scanners. I'm going to be checking that stuff out.
You think there's going to be riots in the city?
Knowing where not to be the next day is probably the best thing in the world. You know?
Just call in sick. If I had time, I would probably do it myself, but I don't get much vacation time. Right. So,
speaking of vacation, this is actually a vacation for me. I'm taking some nice needed getaway time to kind of recharge and regroup and kind of think about different things for a little bit. Right?
There we go.
This has been a foodcation, that folks. I got to tell you, I've got some fun pictures, which I think they are posted on our blog, which is blog.chiampa.info. And there you can see all kinds of fun posts. You can find out our schedule. You can see the fact that CPR News is back up, which is a big yay.
Yes, and if you don't remember blog.chiampa.info, you can just go to chiampa.info.
Exactly.
That's our blog.
But the important part is the CHIAMPA Shiampa.info. I feel like if we don't spell it out, people are going to be like, how the fuck do you spell Shiampa?
How do you spell Shiampa? Maybe exactly. We should make a little promo for that.
Right.
Could
do some other time.
Some other time.
But no, this has been a really, really awesome vacation. I think, you know, some people go on vacations, that they'll take a cruise, which is a very nice thing to do. They like taking time for themselves in any shape, way, or form, and I approve of all of that. I don't know about whips and chains. We learned about that on the Buzzer Channel tonight. You know, vacations are personal to each and every person. And I honestly love coming out, enjoying food, maybe exploring new food places. Because every city has hidden gems. There are little hidden gems.
Hidden gems. So did you find any hidden gems here while you were down here in Florida?
Well, I really enjoyed the Front Porch.
The Front Porch, yes. That is a wonderful restaurant. We do quite enjoy going there. It's over on Florida, over in Seminole Heights. It's called the Front Porch. It's got you can't miss it. If you know where Fodder and Shine is, you can go find the Front Porch. It's right next door.
I would have loved to sat outside because it was kind of a nice night and it was breezy and it was beautiful. What else have we discovered? Well, we discovered a food truck, which I wanted to give a nice shout out to, which is Flippin' Tasty. It's Filipino food.
Flippin' Tasty. Yes, I had some pork chicken thing on a stick.
Yes.
And a meat thing wrapped in a fried
tortilla
thing. I
can't remember the pronunciation, but it was damn good.
Meat thing in a wrapped rice paper. Yes, they were quite delicious. And then there was a juice truck.
Yeah, the juice truck was great. The Thai place. Gosh, I wish I could remember the
Swadity
name.
Swadity Thai is actually the Thai place because they're in Temple Terrace and I've actually eaten at the restaurant before. So.
Yeah, excellent crab rangoons.
Mm-hmm. They do have excellent crab rangoons.
And, you know, it was good to see the people come out. The crowd, I would have to say, was probably your alternative.
It was a bunch of stoners.
Yeah.
It was really a bunch of stoners. It's kind of where we were.
I did see a couple of families with their kids.
Yeah, there were some kids there.
Yep. You know, because it was also a food truck rally, and every food truck in existence is probably there.
Well, no. There's a lot more food trucks in the Tampa Bay area, than that. No. That was just a small sampling of what they had. It probably most likely came down to space and their willingness to be at an event like that, because, yeah, there's tons of food trucks. We've got lots of food trucks.
There were a lot of food trucks there. There were a lot of other stuff that we didn't get a chance to check out. It was warm, and there was more shade, so we were much more appreciative about that. But, yeah, I have to say, with a few little improvements in terms of logistics, and I think if they do another event to do another some type of awareness for another cause or other medical marijuana needs or issues, it'll do well.
I think so. Yeah,
it'll do very well.
Well, their Facebook page says that they're planning on doing another one soon.
But I think we have a little bit of time still left. I just wanted to talk about. Yeah. Look at that timer.
Look at that. We got that right there. Isn't that great? You can actually see what's coming. So this is how I know to give you these things.
I give you
the placards of time, we shall call this.
The placards of time. Which is why I like the green color, because that sort of gives me a hint and indicator.
The green color. Well, should I like make this one red? And like this one like super hot red pink? This one will like be, I'll have to make it blinky somehow. This one I can make green. Weed time.
Weed time.
Chicken.
I don't think you've, wait, slow down.
Slow down, speed up, slow down, speed up.
I don't think you've ever given me those.
Some of them I haven't.
I feel like I'm in a race car scenario.
Or do you feel like you're racing?
Like you're racing through the placards of cues? Yes. So, you know, just some personal observations. Driving here was atrocious. not Anthony's driving.
Thank you for clarifying.
Everybody else is driving.
Betty is not. Betty is not good behind the wheel, and I've warned you about her. She does not handle driving very well. And one does have to be careful about that, because otherwise, you know, she'll get you in some trouble.
The fact that you don't have proper lights at places where you need them, and you're in getting in and out of a place is like a day long affair.
Well, you know, then you pack a lunch. It's the South. Everyone moves slower in the South.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works, you know.
Although, I think that the Woodfire Pizza place.
Woodfire Pizza up by USF.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty tasty.
They did a really awesome job. We gave them a call. They were like, well, we're not open yet, but we'll, you know, get that order for you. And they had it when we got there. It was ready to go.
Yeah,
that
was good.
That was really good service.
They had pizza ready in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was awesome service.
They were phenomenal. The traffic was not phenomenal because, you know, everyone who is in the area knows the section of Bears and Bruce B. Downs and anything by the college.
It was just fascinating. Like,
you'd rather cut your head open with a chainsaw.
Ooh, do we have a chainsaw noise?
No, okay. We don't.
We have an EBS tone, though.
No, we do have, there we go. We have an EBS tone. We have that. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
So, you know, aside from all that, it was a good time to be out here to have some nice warmer weather because my allergies have been killing me.
Yeah, they've been horrible. They've been absolutely horrible.
And up here or down here. Yeah, it's always up here because it's like I'm always flying up somewhere.
But you're down. Yeah. You're down. You're down in the South. You are down in the South.
I do feel like I would get a little fatter if I stayed down here, though. I'll have to admit.
Really?
That.
You think so? Yeah, why do you think so? Why do you think?
Probably so? Because I wouldn't be getting out and walking as much.
That is very true.
Yeah. However, there is a good Mexican place where this is our LGBT comment, and probably Latino Q comment.
Oh my God,
if that makes sense. But yeah, there's a nice Mexican place I went to that was. Two very nice looking people in there, so we'll just leave it at that.
This one was cruising the customers in the Mexican yes. restaurant. So
anyways, let's see, what time do we got? We got
you've got about 2 minutes and 56 seconds.
Hey, I wanted to make mention of something. CPR News is back up and running, right?
Yay, back up and running. Yep. Yay. Finally, we don't have to listen to any more crap from the past anymore.
Right, or anything else that you might not want to be hearing at that point. Mm-hmm. Just for your acknowledgement, World Labor Hour has moved to WRFU, which is also still in Champaign-Urbana. Mm-hmm. It's a slightly bit lower power station, but you know, it's probably more friendly confines, if you want to put it that way.
Probably.
So we're still happy to carry their stream, and maybe look for us out there, too, because... they're going to have some cool programming. We love the World Labor Hour. They've got a very insightful look on the current situation in our political arena. Mm-hmm. And they're not jerks. They're not crazy, weirdo, conspiracy theory people.
Do they have orange shortbread cookies?
Huh?
We should send them some orange shortbread cookies.
You think so?
As a housewarming present for their new studio, because these things are delicious.
They are, aren't they?
I mean, it might be other things doing the talking for me right now, but yeah, these things are quite delicious.
Yes, they are.
But they're making my mouth drier than the Sierra Desert. I need some water. So please continue. So yes, World Labor, WRFU. We should send them some of these orange cookies. They are delicious. They're shortbread, but keep something around. Keep something around to keep yourself a little bit, hydrated.
Do you hear this awesome, awesome music in the background?
Uh-huh.
Do you hear it, Anthony?
I hope so. There's something seriously wrong.
Right. Well, this music is from Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com. This guy has got some awesome things in his arsenal. For $48, I think you can get up to a certain date all of his stuff he's ever made.
Yes.
And it's, you know, if you got a decent internet connection, it'll download fast. You can use it for your own podcast.
Yes.
You know, and you can make some production value out of what you do.
Si mucho dinero.
Because that's something that we wanted to mention, right, Anthony?
Si mucho dinero. SCATV, Boston Free Radio, out of Somerville, Massachusetts, is carrying toppers. WGCS out of New London for Radio Thrift Shop, our afternoon lunch with Radio Thrift Shop and DJ Fedrick, as he spins the tunes from the past and dusts off his cassettes, 8 tracks, and everything else that he plays up on there. Wax cylinders. I think he actually did have one where he played some wax cylinders. It was quite scary. Out Far Press for the Shortwave Report. A slew of programming that we cover from Cannabis Radio. 911 Wake Up Call, Radio Curious, Global Research Hour, Upstate Radio Theater, and Earshot 20 if you want to listen about college kids that are just so stressed out.
So stressed out?
Are you stressed out?
Almost.
You're almost stressed out? Well...
And now,
we should have some news.
Well, good evening from the Chicago studios, which is currently located in Tampa at the moment. It's the Worldwide News segment with Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I should have one of those cookies.
Maybe you should have one of those cookies. Why don't you tell me about those cookies, Joe?
This is a
how's that
thing.
Cookie for you, Joe?
Oh,
do you have delay?
I felt like if I started to talk, I would get confused beyond belief. Signs say keep talking.
Signs say keep talking.
So, Anthony,
yes,
I have got a Florida feel-good story for you.
Oh wow, Florida
no
feel-good, huh?
Sexy nakedness.
Oops, wrong button. There we go. That's what I meant.
No theft.
No theft, huh?
And no miscreant activity on this.
Well, that's
one.
Not a fun Florida story. That sounds rather boring, to be honest with you.
A grandson's use of pizza to see if his loved one was okay after nasty-ass Hurricane Matthew.
Oh, wow, lovely.
Is making the internet feel warm and gooey.
Is it now?
Yes, it is. Oh, hi.
There we go. How about that? What if we did this? Does this work for you?
What are you doing?
How's that? Can you still see your script and read and talk to the microphone? Or stick it off to the side of your screen like I do?
So... her grandson, Eric, in Omaha, told ABC that he had talked to her on Friday morning, but decided to enlist the help of a local after he had not heard from her in 2 days.
Wow.
And because, you know, this hurricane was nasty.
It was.
Ooh, that felt good. And the sheriff's department
did not
answer.
Am I going to be spelling that soon?
Papa John's delivery man, Lance, answered the call of duty and followed notes given by, I can't see it, by Eric to make sure the storm had not hurt his grandma. I didn't order anything, Grandma said when he arrived at her house, she told WFTV. Tyler then used his cell phone to dial her awesome grandson, who told her, I got worried about you. Mm-hmm. You must be hungry by now. Mm-hmm. She said that the pizza was fantastic and added that she called all her relatives as soon as her phone started working again.
That's friggin' awesome.
Yeah. Now, Olson, whose home was not damaged, fared better than many in Matthew, which has left at least 35 people dead in the U.S. and killed. Update! They initially said only 500. It's been over 1,000 people that have died in Haiti.
Wow. That's a lot of Haitians.
Yeah. You know, that's... something that we forget about when we start thinking Kardashians and elections of stupidity.
Don't donate to the Red Cross. Donate to UNICEF or a local charity or something, but don't donate to the Red Cross, because they fucked Haiti over last time with the earthquake, and they didn't spend any, like, nearly none of the money that was given to them, and it's now expired and going to some slush fund. So don't do it.
We all know where that came from. But anyways.
Exactly.
Residents of low-lying areas in North Carolina, where Governor Pat McCrory said 19 had died, are still being forced to leave their homes due to floodwaters. So, you know, it's saying that the $10 billion in damage and 5,000 jobs for October, that's the loss that this hurricane has caused. That's sizable.
Wow.
You got dry when you ate that delicious cookie, didn't you?
It's like... delicious, but it sucks all the moisture out of your face. It's like,
yeah, because that cookie has a liqueur in it. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that now. Mm-hmm. These cookies might make us drunk in a minute if we eat too many of them.
Sweet, that makes the show much more exciting. So, well, let's move along here because we have five minutes till we go to our break.
So, Anthony, I know some people are just naturally
assholes. Yeah. But you wouldn't expect an asshole to answer when calling 911, right?
One would hope not, no, right. Yeah.
By Caitlin Nolan from Inside Edition. A former Texas 911 operator was arrested after she allegedly admitted to hanging up on her callers, seeking emergency help because she did not want to talk to anyone at the time, authorities said. Supervisors at the Houston Emergency Center began a probe into Crescenda's conduct after they realized an abnormally high number of short calls.
Wow.
911 calls that last 20 seconds or less had been taken by the 43-year-old operator. It was revealed that Crescenda, who began working for the Houston Emergency Center in July of 2014, had taken thousands of short calls from October 2015 through March of 2016. So what happened between July of 2014?
Crescenda.
Yeah, and 2015.
Crescenda.
Including one in which he allegedly hung up on up during an incident that saw the owner of a convenience store murdered.
Ooh.
So on March 12th, Crescenda allegedly received a phone call from Lee, an engineer, who called to report a robbery in progress and shots fired, according to the charging documents. Lee told police he was buying lottery tickets. Sorry. At a raceway.
Are you okay there?
Yes.
Okay.
At a raceway.
Did they get you verklempt?
Yes. At a raceway convenience store on Mills Road, when he heard someone yelling that there was a robbery taking place and realized a man with a gun was in the store. After hearing between 5 and 6 gunshots, Lee said he ran to his car and drove away, calling 911 to alert authorities of the deadly situation. Williams allegedly answered Lee's call first and then immediately hung up.
Wow.
Lee made another call to 911, which Williams allegedly answered as well, saying,
wow.
Houston 911, do you need medical, police, or fire? I need oxygen.
Oxygen.
Mm. But before Lee could say more than this is a robbery, Crescenda allegedly hung up again, charging documents said. So Lee called back a third time and was able to report that a man fired multiple times during a robbery and that people may be hurt. But by the time the police arrived, the store's owner had been shot and killed.
Ooh.
So Zia, 52, died after being shot by a gunman who forced his way into the back room after a clerk tried to get away.
Wow.
Then Crescenda allegedly hung up on another 911 caller the very next day.
Wow.
Yeah. So police alleged that a Crescenda admitted that she admittedly often hangs up on calls that have not been connected in the middle of the call because she did not want to talk to anyone at the time. She was just like,
what should I know?
I don't got time for this.
I got time for this.
So Crescenda was charged with misdemeanor interference with an emergency telephone call. She was out on a $1,000 bond. That is not a typo. And is scheduled to appear in court on October 14th, according to online records. Luckily, Crescenda no longer works for the Houston Emergency Center.
Crescenda.
And I'm sorry, but a $1,000 bond is fucking nothing.
No, it's not. But you also know what's nothing? 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Yes. So, Anthony, you know all about road rage.
Oh, yeah,
and you
totally.
Especially know about how crazy people can drive. I
oh,
mean,
yeah,
we
totally.
Had some firsthand
totally.
Experiences this weekend.
Oh, yeah, without question. That right there almost can cause an accident when that happens next to you going down the highway.
Well, if you clinky-clinky-linky-linky,
blinky,
you'll see
blinky.
A video.
Oh, I don't have a video.
Well, you got to click on the linky-linky.
Okay.
But anyways, an impatient BMW driver, got an instant dose of karma when he tried to pass a vehicle on an interstate on-ramp and crashed on top of a concrete barrier.
Oh, I saw this in the news.
The crash apparently happened on Tuesday at the intersection of Broadway and IA 787 near Quay
wow.
Street in Albany.
Wow.
In the video, the man driving the car with the dash cam slows down to allow a school bus to merge on Broadway. The driver of the BMW behind him gets frustrated, honks his horn, and yells at the driver.
Like that woman behind us
yes.
when we were driving through town. There was this old Asian woman in this little blue car behind us. And we were like, I mean, there was a car in front of us and everything. And she was just on that horn at the like and I had no room. She had no room behind me. She was right up on my ass. Yes. So anyway, so I'm sorry. Please go on. I'm hijacking your very short story.
As the car drives forward towards the on ramp, the driver of the BMW gets impatient and tries to pass him.
I see.
While he's turning left on the I-787 on ramp. Seconds later, the BMW hits an orange barrel, collides with the school bus, and lands on top of the concrete barrier.
Wow.
I thought there was another lane. The driver of the BMW can be heard yelling in the video.
No more lane. No lane for you.
According to some commenters who live in Albany, the road has always been a one-lane on-ramp. However, the concrete barriers were recently added, making the lane more narrow than it used to be. So it's by perchance that he just was used to being an asshole right at that.
That's possible. That's
and very cutting possible. People off.
That's very possible.
Like that driver that was zigzagging on whatever street we were on.
Yes, exactly. There's plenty of those. But you know what we also got to cut off?
What do we got to cut off?
Your news, yeah. Okay. We got to cut your microphone off.
Well, that's all I got, Anthony. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, and oh yes, galactic gastronomic streaming experience? Visit Chiampa, that's chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in like 4 minutes or something like that. Did I load the commercial card?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea.
Baby,
it's pride in history.
Baby,
seeing all there is to see. Knowing that they're helping to keep us strong and free.
It's not just a job, it's adventure.
We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish, jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish, scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned, Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Edge Day, National Mulligan Day, National Pasta Day, Black Poetry Day, Bosses Day, and National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. If you are a punk and do not smoke weed, you are boring. Fuck it. Who the fuck is Mulligan? Pasta is delicious, black poets matter. And thank you to my bosses Joe and Anthony for putting up with my bullshit. Now the rest of you go clear that porn off of your virtual desktops before the FB. If I comes to your houses, and then go grab your bong bitches so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News already. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You are welcome, Anthony.
All right, folks, it's time for some Crazy Florida News. Florida News. All right, here we go. Hold on. Wait.
Uh-oh. Database access required.
I think the database might be dead.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
We need a new database.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right, hold on a moment.
Hold on, folks. We've got some really fun things coming up for you next. But first, I want to tell you that if you want to get in touch with us at the stations, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566. We would love to hear from you on anything. If you've got a topic of any sort, just call it on in. We very rarely censor.
If you've listened to us long enough, you know that we don't censor.
Database has been located.
All right. Sorry, folks. We had a slight technical malfunction in the studio.
That's okay. I'm being pacified with these delicious orange cookies right now.
Yeah, I guess we really are going to have to send Dave, Bill, and everyone at World Labor Hour these orange cookies, because apparently they're pretty delicious for some reason and nobody knows why.
They're orange shortbread cookies.
All right.
We got them from Save-A-Lot.
Just saying.
But you got some news for us.
I sure do. Let's try this again. All right, folks. After enjoying some good southern barbecue, you have to cough. All right, let's try this again. After enjoying some good southern barbecue, there's nothing better than taking a school bus for a joyride. Our first story comes from WFTV Channel 9 out of Orlando. A Polk County school bus driver noticed that her bus was missing from a vacant lot behind the Fat Boys Barbecue restaurant in Lake Wales when she went to pick it up for her bus route the following morning.
There's so many things wrong with that. Fat Boys, Lake Wales.
Lake Wales, Fat Boys. Yeah, like those Pringles, too. And bitches deadly.
We need to find a better space for them so that they can be easily accessed by both.
We need a Pringle dispenser mounted on the ceiling, on the roof. We need it on the roof, the ceiling of the studio. All right. Surveillance video showed three people in the school bus sitting, walking around, and trying to remove the bus surveillance camera. The three people, two men and one woman, likely strung out on meth from the looks of the pictures in the news story, took possession of the school bus sometime between 11:45 p.m. and 5:15 a.m. If you had surveillance camera video, that's probably, you would know the time, I would expect, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would suppose so.
I would suppose so as well.
Thing, I would hope
this,
so.
The thing keeps drifting from you. It drifts. Oh, goodness. The bus was drift. You were adrift. Your bus was driven to the Avon Park, driven to Avon Park in Highlands County, and then later returned to Polk County. The Polk County and Highlands County Sheriff's Offices worked together to arrest Jason, 33, of Lake Placid, David, 31, of Sebring. Deputies are still searching for Kim, 36, of Sebring. Anyone with information of Kim's whereabouts is urged to contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office. And that's what they're going to do.
Good for them.
So if you know any Kims that have recently, like, hijacked a school bus or anything, then, you know. All right. Let's move on here. It's time to find your safe space.
Uh-oh.
Yep, Fox News 13 out of Tampa Bay brings us our newest installment of Bubble Wrap Microaggression Free College Life. Ooh. Yeah, doesn't that sound awesome?
I like microaggressions.
Microaggressions. Do microaggressions get you excited? Adulting is hard, like really hard, and it's so stressful. Why should we so stressed out? Why should we subject our little snowflakes, our precious little snowflakes, to scary things? That includes Halloween costumes. Recently, a few students in the Bay Area dressed up as ghosts for Spirit Week. However, other students and administration agreed that they looked like KKK members. We have also seen a Halloween costume company get some backlash over a parody costume of Kim Kardashian West being robbed in her Paris hotel. I actually wanted to see that one.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, they stopped selling the costume, which totally throws off my plans for Halloween.
That's sad.
That is very sad. That has me so stressed out. And, of course, there's also been plenty of talk of creepy clowns. The clowns still have the clowns been doing anything illegal yet?
No, they've just been promoting their movies or horror and film houses or something.
Is this a Google search?
This is something that I'd seen on the news saying that a lot of these clown things were hoaxes.
Well, of course they were hoaxes.
Yep. But apparently it's gone all the way over to the United Kingdom. There's been some, yes, there's been some clown sightings there too.
Hmm. And I bet you it's not going to scare the shit out of them like it has the Americans.
They'll probably, it won't.
All right. So, in order to restore the bubble wrap around our precious snowflakes, the University of Florida is taking a proactive stance on the issue of troubling or offensive costumes because the university is concerned that some students could take things too far with costumes. The university wants students that are troubled or offended by an incident costume, someone's online comment, the color of the sky, their recent hair care product purchase, the color of water, the size of their shoe, or if they wish to be sung to while in their mother's arms, can get counseling on campus or by calling the I'm So Stressed Out hotline. We won't tell you the number of the hotline because we don't want to stress you out.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. I got a couple minutes. So I can do the last one. Yeah. Right. Okay. Here we go. Wait. There we go. We know what this means. We know what this means. We know exactly what this means. Yeah. So we got nipples. We got nipples and Naples.
Oh, boy.
Nipples and Naples. Hold on a moment. Wait one more time.
Shirtless nipples in Florida. Good night.
It does sound like a good night, doesn't it? All right. Collier County deputies responded to a call about a man who was allegedly on acid and tripping out Wednesday on Center Street, according to a report. When deputies arrived, a shirtless Lazaro, 19, took off and fled to a nearby backyard, despite deputies telling him to stop, according to the report. With a deputy chasing him, Lorazzo turned around, made eye contact with the deputy, and had the front of his pants down while holding his cock. The report stated, The report stated that Lazaro was seemingly attempting to disrobe and acting in an erratic manner. After Lazaro refused deputy's orders to get on the ground, a deputy tackled him and second officer helped to restrain him. Yeah, right. So, all right. So we have tackled, restrained. All right. Lazaro continued to struggle with deputies, prompting one of the deputies to spray a small amount of pepper spray into Lazaro's face. But the pepper spray was completely ineffective.
He's used
according
to that.
To the report. He's used to that, exactly. One deputy struck Lazaro with his baton several times, but he seemed completely unfazed. Lazaro then got up and tried to run away before deputies were able to wrestle him back to the ground. As they struggled, continued deputies tried to deliver distraction strikes by punching Lazaro in his kidney area. Jesus Christ.
Ouch.
This poor dude, yeah. So I don't, you know, clearly he was obviously, yeah. When backup finally arrived to the scene, deputies let go of Lazaro and stunned him using a taser. Deputies still continued to struggle at restraining Lazaro before they fired their tasers at him two more times.
Oh my.
Lazaro was finally apprehended and arrested. He was taken to NCH North's emergency room for evaluation. He told deputies that he had one tab of acid and was having a bad trip.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Lazaro was charged with resisting an officer with violence, resisting a law enforcement officer without violence, and disorderly conduct. He was booked in the Naples Jail Center.
Wow.
And is being held on $8,000 bond.
Damn.
Yeah, right. And that's that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyampa.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Betty.
And thank you, Betty.
It actually sounds like we have a call coming in, so we'll grab that once it pops up. Here we go. Here's our call. Hello, caller. You are on the air. I think Ezel is back.
Hey, Ezel. That's how I sound.
Oh, man. They got Big Blue today, man.
Did they get Big Blue today?
Big Blue. Yeah, man. They robbed it and they killed him, man. Big Blue.
Who was Big Blue?
Oh, man. Big Blue was one of my biggest B.I.s.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Man, Gangster Bees. Now, you know
Gangster
you know
Bees.
Gangster Bees.
No, you're going to have to tell us about the Gangster Bees.
Oh, man. If you got a full innocent, I'm so depressed.
Okay. You should have some Pringles. Or these orange shortbread cookies that Joe found at some...
All right. This is Gangster Bees Day. Man, these are like, you know, like Englewood bees from Chicago, man.
All right, see, wow.
See what they do, man. They find the biggest, you know, like the biggest beehive in the backyard, and they come, okay, and they come, and they go in there, man. And I'm telling you, they it's a gangster war. It's like the vice lords and the gangster disciples, man.
Wow.
And they fight. I mean, you can get some video, man. Go to YouTube and look up robbing beehives. Man, these gangsters, and they've been fighting for 2 days, and I was hoping Big Blue was big. You know, he had a big, strong beehive. I said, man, he'll get them gangsters. Well, I went out there today, man, and they got him, man. They got him, man. They overcome him, and that's it, man. But the best part about this, I might have lost it, but I was able to save the honey, man, okay?
Well, there you go. That's the important part.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I got to get me some of that oil, you know, that hashish oil,
CBD
man.
CBD oil?
Yeah, the good stuff. You know, yeah. I don't know if they still sell it. I think that was like a thing in the 60s, man. I don't know. But
I don't think CBD makes you high.
Oh, I don't?
No, not CBD, but there is that you have to get a THC oil.
Well,
yeah,
THC,
that's what I want. Yeah, the THC oil, man. And then I'm going to mix it up with the honey. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to bottle it, and I'm going to call it Ezel's gangster honey, man.
Diesel's gangster honey. Gangster I like the sound honey. Of that.
And
I like
you
the
know
sound
what? It's a honey of a high. That's my
it's a honey of a
man.
High.
We'll be a honey of a high.
Yeah, honey of a high. That's pretty awesome, Diesel.
I but love anyway, it. So you guys, I was out there late, man, because you can't go when it's daylight. Because them gangster bees, man, they'll tear your ass up, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, you got to go.
You got to have your windows rolled up.
So you got to go at night when the sun goes down. You put a light on and you got to take care of business. Yeah, I went in there and took care of business. So, but we lost old Blue today, but we still got green and yellow. We still got green and yellow hanging around, and they're doing good, man.
Well, as long as green and yellow are still good.
But I'll give you that bee update. If I get that, I'm going to market that, and then maybe I'll, you know, if I trip down to Florida, man,
you know, you should.
Yeah, gangster honey with me.
You should start doing stop and frisk for green and yellow.
You know what? That's what I should do, man. I should go over there, put them up on the wall. Say, hey, man, get on the wall. Get up on the wall, man. Let me frisk you down, man. You got any illegal honey in your sack, man? I gotta go down there and feel them sacks, you know.
Oh my!
Oh. The sack, man. Then I know they're gangsters, you know.
Yeah, there you,
you
go.
I mean?
There you
and,
go.
And then if they're packing, man, if they get that nine, you know, that tech, you know. Then I know they're real gangsters.
Yeah, yeah, the gangster.
You know what? You know them bees. They can give you the sign, the gangster sign.
The gangster
late,
sign,
man.
Off.
They can. They give you six different signs at one time.
Wow.
You
that's...
wouldn't know what organization they belong to, so anyway. But yeah, so man, Big Blue is gone.
I'm sorry
to
hear
that. We saved the honey, man. I'm going to start. I'm going to go on a website, man. I'm going to have a website.
You should get a website.
Clifford, he's a little gangster, honey, man. Honey with a high.
I think that sounds awesome, Ezel. I think I'm really looking forward to it.
I was a little late tonight, nope. But, you know, tonight I was depressed, so I had to hold on. I had to do one of these.
All right. I think we're losing them a little bit. But.
Access to database.
There you go.
See you next week or something.
All right. We'll be on next week.
And you know what? Look for that, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull one of them stickers on the back of the honey jar.
Okay.
And seen on TV, you know. Even though I ain't going to have it on TV, I'm just going to put that out because anybody will buy anything if that's got that sticker on
well,
there.
Well, just put it on YouTube. TV. Just put it on YouTube. That's just as good.
That's good. I'll put it on YouTube. All right, boys. We'll see you later.
All right, Ezel. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
All right.
Well.
Well, that was quite always an exciting phone call
thank you
from
for
Ezel.
That phone call.
Yes, thank you, Ezel.
If you want to give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. No caller. Too crazy or shy.
Too crazy or shy. Yeah, if you can deal with it, that we're all good. So what? So we're in the plethora discussion, and we found out about the gangster bees. Now, what is our next line of talkage point? Our talkage point.
Well, we have two different things we could talk about. We could talk about Ronald McDonald, or we could talk about the Palmer Pringle dispenser.
I have a can I ask a question about the Pringle dispenser before you explain it to me?
Yes.
Okay. Does this dispenser mount to a device in which one would sit and utilize, or any device that may be known as the Palmer office chair?
No, not at all.
Does it go anywhere near the Palmer office chair?
No. The final product will get delivered.
No. Okay.
But no, it will not pop up in your Palmer office chair because we have realized that. For sanitary reasons, we need to keep food stuff separate.
That's probably
and
a good idea.
It is at the customer's discretion how they use their food.
An optional mounting kit is available.
So, no, the truck comes, and you have special pneumatic tubes that take the tubes of Pringles. And what happens is the truck has specially designed carousels that allow for the tube to, like, It looks like a gun almost, like a six chamber.
Okay.
And you've got all these six chambers
of
Pringles.
You're like Gatling gun Pringles. You just shoot them at the house?
Yep.
Just come out with your can and we'll aim you for your can.
Well, and that there's a recycling aspect to it, too.
There is
a
recycling.
They take all your cans back.
Take all your cans back.
And the plastic can tops.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's worth it and you get some money back.
There you go. There
you become
go.
Part of the Pringles loyalty program. The I don't Pringles, know why I'm advertising for Pringles, Pringles but
the
anyways.
PLP. You'll be part of the PLP.
Yeah, but Pringles are delicious, and I don't have them often.
Okay, that's fine.
So what's going on with McDonald's and Ronald McDonald and this creepy clown scare?
He didn't get a Pringle dispenser. And apparently all of these people freaking out about the clown scares, of whatever reason they are, have been just going freakazoid over clowns. So Ronald McDonald decided to lay low because someone threatened to pop a cap in his ass.
Well, I think there's regional Ronald McDonald. So he's not the same guy everywhere.
There's only one Ronald McDonald. But it did say it would cut back on its appearances due to the ongoing creepy clown craze. The company has not said how many appearances its red-haired mascot would be making. But it will be making some appearances, but it won't be just out wandering around everywhere.
What? Do they let him go off of his leash and so he can spread his hamburger nonsense everywhere? Oh.
Wow. Saved by the ugly lights. Right before you... that's when they accidentally turn the lights up before last call. And you're like, oh, you know what? I have to wash my salad bowls when I get home. I totally forgot. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in tonight or listening in on your favorite device. If you're listening to us and smoking or vaping or dabbing or labbing or fapping or flobbing on your favorite device.
Yes, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in no matter how you do. And while you're at it, be sure to visit www.archive.org on your time away, where we found Headphone Meditations, which we play on Saturdays. And we also play on Saturday evenings.
Oh, make your commute more commutable. Listen to Weekday Rush Hour with Betty, which is a whole host of great programming in 15-minute chunks we source from great minds at the Radio Archive site, www.radioforall.net. Talk about what time the show comes on. Weekday Rush Hour starts at 6:30 in the morning and runs until 10:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. It's quite amusing. Radio 4 All also carries Radio Thrift Shop on WGCS and the Shortwave Report from Outfar Press, hosted by Dan Roberts, who I believe is either in Oregon or California, but he's on the West Coast. I do know he's on the West Coast.
Wow, Anthony, so much great programming and talent. Stuff you won't find on mainstream media, folks. I can't leave the show without plugging our own website and other social media. Visit us at www.shiampa.info. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.info. For a complete programming schedule, Twitter us at Chiampa Radio. Facebook us at www.facebook.com/Chiampa Radio. Do I have more to say? Because I can't scroll down from here.
That's fine. I'm trying to load my This Way Out track.
Oh, and we also have more banter we could talk about because we have a few... moments.
We do have a few more moments. Yeah. Yes, we do.
So this has been a great vacation. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate your hospitality. And
I appreciate you buying these nacho cheese Pringles.
You're welcome.
But it's been quite lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But reality must set in.
Yes, we all vacations must come to an end. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So. But I do have a Powerball ticket.
That's the American dream, to win Powerball.
Yes.
I have one, too. So maybe Thursday morning, I may be walking in and shitting on my boss's desk.
Wow.
Or something to that nature. We're just making their day very difficult.
Not the nice boss.
Not the nice boss, no. The ugly boss. Mm-hmm. So anyway, again, everyone, thank you for tuning in tonight. It is much appreciated when you tune in and listen to us, and we like it when you call in. And we try to be active on Twitter and Facebook, and remember, we have a whole new schedule of programming that is available for everyone to listen to Monday through Friday, and it just covers a whole wide variety of issues, and it's phenomenal. So, someone's typing. So, again, thanks for tuning in tonight. We will be back, or we should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, I forgot to type something here, so I'm just going to babble on for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to tell you to have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a not brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
And good night with a T, and T for Tampa.
T for Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.